Howdy, folks. This is Gonzo. You're listening to Is It Crayon or Crayon on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Welcome back. It's the same two people in the studio. Say hi.
Hi.
We changed seats.
It's crazy, guys.
It's crazy. That song was Take My Hand by Matt Berry. I was telling you to see off air, and I'll inform the people here. Take My Hand, the original one, was released in 2011. And that version that I played was re-released in 2021. The version in the 2011 album, crazy outro, like really weird. And this one does not have the crazy outro, and I like it without the outro. I can't lie. Like,
I don't want to just like listen to the outro like once.
Do you want to listen to the outro?
It doesn't have to be now. If it's like weird and we don't want to play it on air,
we can listen to the outro.
I don't know if I want to. Really.
Okay. Yeah, that was Take My Hand by Matt Berry. That was, shout out Charlie, that was on his Discover Weekly. Up next, I have some, I have a song called Montana Marie by the Hatchboy. Haven't I played this song for you?
Maybe. I might recognize it.
You might recognize it. I like playing, this comes on, I play this probably like once a semester. I love this song, and it's got some great harmonica. Great. I love a good harmonica. But this is Montana Marie by the Hatch Brothers.
Montana, you're real far from home, gal. When the snow is coming soon, tomorrow I'll get outside to see. It'll be gone by afternoon. Oh, Montana Marie, snowfall on the countryside, burst out the season, but that ain't no reason we don't have to go outside. Montana, we're right here at home, love. Spring is clear, the snow away. Birds and the bees, dogwood trees. But I don't mind a little rain. Oh, Montana Marie, snowfall on the countryside. First of the season, but that ain't no reason we don't have to go outside. Montana, our small home has grown now. Summer's gone and fall is here. Family vacations, school graduations, beautiful as autumn leaves. Oh, Montana Marie, snowfall on the countryside. First of the season, but that ain't no reason we don't have to go outside. Montana, I miss your love. You're all I'm thinking of. Our first snow's coming soon. But after that the flowers bloom. Oh, Montana Marie, snowfall in the countryside, first of the season. But that ain't no reason we don't have to go outside. Oh, Montana Marie, snowfall in the countryside, first of the season. But that ain't no reason we don't have to go outside. No, we don't have to go outside. No, we don't have to go outside.
All there, we don't act confused.
never know how, and we'll never not care. Started with me out. Are we really all?
Ready, folks. Those last three songs were Montana Marie by the Hatch Brothers, Out of Breath by John Jin Han, and that last one was The Itch by RC Drive. That one came out on Friday. They are releasing a new album soon, in a few months. They make great music. I love RC Drive. I'm seeing them live. Are you coming to Flip Turn? Did I convince you to come to Flip Turn?
I haven't gotten tickets.
Okay. The tickets maybe have doubled in price from when I bought them.
So I might not be seeing you there.
Right, might not be seeing you there. But RC Drive's opening, and I'm really excited to see them. You want to talk about haircut?
Yeah.
Speaking of haircuts, AC got a great haircut.
Well, thank you. It was actually really funny. Like, a lot of people didn't clock it at practice because it just looks like I have my hair up,
right?
Because it's so short now. It looks like I have my hair up and like my bangs out because I already had bangs. Yeah, but that was really funny. People would like look and be like, "Oh, hey, oh my gosh,
oh my
what?" Yeah. But yeah, this is a song by Ryan Beatty.
I don't know how to pronounce it.
We'll figure it out someday.
B E A T T Y.
Yeah. It's a song by him.
The guy.
It's from Boy in Jeans from 2018. I'm reading off of Spinatron.
I was about to say, I was like, wow.
That's really impressive.
I was like, that's pretty good.
No. Nope. Yeah. And it's a great song. You wanted to play God in Jeans.
I did want to play God in Jeans.
But I was like, this is another song that I like.
That I don't know. So yeah. I trust you.
Yeah.
I trust you.
We'll see.
This is Haircut by Ryan Beatty. This is Haircut.
When the days are over, reminiscing of a life I had, I smile long and feel the closure. I finally feel like me again. Sacrifice the sweet attention. too special to stay on the track. They look the same. I tried to fake it, but it left a bad taste in my mouth. I know I sound better when I'm nervous, but honestly, I can't complain.
That was fantastic. That was fun.
I'm so glad you liked
it. It's so fun. Yeah, that was great. That's going on the playlist. I need to make a new playlist. I need to make a new playlist so bad. Have I told you this?
I thought you said you were making a new playlist.
I was, and then I haven't done it yet because my capstone this week.
I heard from Gari. Yeah.
Had hands this week. But part 9 crossed 1,000. It's she's 60 hours, and it's time.
It's time.
It's time. It's been time for a while. When did I first make this playlist? In custom order, can you show me? I'm not talking into the mic. Custom order, they added September 2nd, 2003. Low-key, it's been almost 2 years. Okay, new playlist time. New playlist time.
Wait, 2003? Or do you mean
2023. This would have been a generational playlist for like 5 month old me to make. She got a little baby with the laptop Spotify open. Yeah. It's 20 years in the future. I'd be proud of baby me if I made this playlist.
A serious time capsule. Yeah.
2023. So it's been almost a year and a half. Folks, these next two songs requested by my lovely parents. Thank you both for listening. I love you both. We're going to listen to Train in Vain by The Clash, followed by my favorite Foo Fighters song, Walk. I hope you all enjoy.
Well, some things you can't explain.
million miles away. Your signal in the distance, to whom it may concern. I think I lost my way. Getting good at starting over every time.
Alrighty, folks, those last two songs were Train in Vain by The Clash and Walk by The Foo Fighters. Thank you, Mom and Dad. AC, do you have something to say to the people?
I do have something to say to the people.
What's going through your head right now?
Me personally, I'm thinking about fatherhood involvement. Hey, everyone, let's stop what we're doing right now and take a moment. Take a deep breath together. Felt good, huh?
Yeah.
Of course, they don't all need to be quiet moments to be special. They can be loud moments, goofy moments, or teaching moments. Doesn't really matter. Because every time a dad takes a moment like that to spend time with their kids, it's pretty momentous. So take a moment to make a moment today. Call 877-4-DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Four Dad Four is awesome.
I know.
Four Dad Four.
Like, they knew what they were doing when they got that number.
They knew what they were doing.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Those that Walk by the Foo Fighters always reminds me of my family as a whole. We went through a big phase with that song around the same time that we were watching American Idol, like, religiously.
Oh, my goodness.
It always makes me think of Uprising by Muse, because our favorite guy on American Idol did Uprising by Muse, and that song is also a banger.
I don't think I know that one.
Oh my God. It's kind of a crazy, it's like pretty intense.
Okay.
I'm gonna play it, and then we're gonna hard shift. Just folks, just be prepared. I'm gonna play Uprising by Muse, and then we're gonna hard shift to Waiting on the World to Change by John Mayer, because I want to listen to that. This song has played during like erg workouts on the team like recently, but it's like really, it's really fun.
Okay,
and the synth is crazy.
Excited. I'm a little bit scared, but mostly excited.
You're gonna like it.
Okay, perfect.
This is Uprising by Muse. Alrighty, folks, those last two were Uprising by Muse, followed by Waiting on the World to Change by John Mayer. Happy genre whiplash.
Woo.
Woo.
Yeah. Turns out I did know that song by Muse.
It was a banger.
I just don't really know the names of songs.
That's like so surprising to me.
I know.
You feel like a names of songs person.
Well, it's like songs that are like on my playlist, I'm like, oh, of course, I know the name of the song, like, you know, who the artist is, where they were born, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. But if it's like a big song that like everyone knows, I'm like, no, haven't heard that one. Mm-hmm. And then like you'll play it and I'm like, of course, yeah.
Naturally, of course.
Yes.
That song's fun. Mm-hmm. Other highlights from American Idol. That cover of Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow that I've played on the show.
I'm nodding along.
I know you're nodding. That's a banger.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, up next, two songs. Hello Euphoria by Turnover. I think it was playing in the car when we went to jazz last time.
Mm-hmm.
Some Unknown Mortal Orchestra. Because I'll tell the folks at home, I've told AC this story already. AC sent me Unknown Mortal Orchestra's mm-hmm. new song. Mm-hmm. Earth One. It's a great song. It's 11 and a half minutes long. I did not clock this. So I wake up in the morning and I'm like, sure, I'll put this on like while I do my routine.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I get up, I put on the song and it starts playing and it's funky and it's great. And yeah. I'm vibing. And I do my routine and the song's still going. And I'm like, wow, this is a pretty long song. But, I don't mind it. Like,
yeah.
I keep going. And then I wait for my housemates. We walk to my car. The song's still going, and I'm like, wow. Did this song, because I just played it, I was like, am I on like a loop? I looked mm-hmm. down at my phone and I'm like 8 minutes into the song, and I was like, wow, this is a really long song. And then I clocked that there was another 2.5 minutes, and I was like, yeah, it's a great song. Earth One, go listen. But we're gonna listen to So Good at Being in Trouble, which is his most popular song.
Yes,
it's a great song. But first, Hello Euphoria by Turnover.
Another.
Alrighty, folks, those last three songs were Hello Euphoria by Turnover. That song is 10 years old this year. They're releasing a 10-year, like they're like doing the 10-year anniversary, like re-releasing album.
Yeah. Cool.
Next, So Good at Being in Trouble by Unknown Mortal Orchestra also does great things. We were going on a little bit of a deep dive.
Yeah, a little bit.
He's got something coming out this month. Question? Mm-hmm. This month.
I think it's on the 28th.
Yeah, 28th. Yeah. 28th. A little more improv.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's going to be really cool. Yeah,
it's going to be really fun. And then that last one is Wondering Why by the Sunrise Academy. I love that song. It's so cute. It's so fun. I am stalling. I need to find a song. I have one that I want to play for after this, but it's like it's 5 minutes, so like I'd have to fill in. Loki is only a minute.
Yeah, I feel like that's fine.
We can. That's fine. That's fine. Yeah, folks, thank you very much for listening. This is Gonzo. You're listening to Is It Crayon or Crayon on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This song is this is I love this song. I think it is so pretty and it is so like very it's very spring. This is a very spring song.
And good way to end the show.
And as things get warmer, this song is called Walden Pond by Attaboy. Enjoy. Ciao, ciao. See you next. Oh, no, see you next week.
See you in like three weeks.
Low key, we'll see you in like 3 weeks. We'll be away for spring break. We might make it back for like not this coming Sunday, but the Sunday after.
Yeah.
But maybe.
We'll see if we can rally.
We'll see if we can rally.
We'll keep you posted. Don't worry.
Don't fret. We'll be back. We'll be back. But this is Walden Pond by Attaboy. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you later.
Swim like my father. the news about that 5-year-old who found his uncle's gun. The kid didn't know it was loaded.